This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
And I'm thrilled to introduce our second guest, Jade Binstead. Hello, and Jade is from the Ribbons Media and the Ribbons Network. And we'd love to welcome Jade to the show, first time. Could you please tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into video production for business and all about your new networking company?
Cool. So, hi, Mandy. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Yes, we didn't get that in the right order, did we?
No. So, I started my first business, Ribbons Media, in May 2015. So, what happened was I came out of university and I was working freelance for a small business in Hook. And during university, I'd done some work experience at a production company in London. And I was actually quite fortunate that they offered me a job up in London. But I actually decided, with the support of my family, to turn it down because I didn't want to travel to London every day. So I made that choice, carried on working freelance with the small business owner in the village. And then as a few months went on, I got another client and decided to launch the business formally and thought, I'll do it for a year, see how it goes, and then see where I am. And 3 years later, that's that. And then, so my networking group, formerly known as Hampshire Dynamic Women in Business, I started in May 2017. And so that's been running for a year and a half, and I've just rebranded it as the Ribbons Network.
Fantastic. I love the name. I think Ribbons, it conjures up all sorts, actually, but it has a very, I don't know, it's very appealing.
Oh,
I like
you.
It. So how long has the Ribbons Network been running, did you say?
The Ribbons Network, as it is, has only actually been running for 2 weeks. So the rebrand happened 2 weeks ago. So there's going to be big changes in the way that my group is formatted, but nothing's really going to change until about January, because I want to make sure that the people that come to my group and the people that are going to be coming to the group, I want to make sure the group is for them. So I've got ideas, but they may not be what other people want. So I want to make sure that the group is actually what other people want.
So. Yes, okay. So what I think what we do, if we can go on to the video side and then we come back to the networking, because I've got quite a few questions I want to ask you about the networking. But before we do, so you have a video company.
Yes.
And I have seen some of your work and it is really good. How do you think video is going to benefit people in business, especially small new businesses?
Yeah, so my number one thing with video and what I absolutely love about working with video and working with business, which is why I don't actually cross over into the events industry very much, is because video is that real barrier between building trust face-to-face and being able to use your online platforms, which we all work so hard to build. And whether it's you're working on your SEO with Google or whether you're working on your followers on Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever you're working hard on, video will actually allow you to build trust with the people that you want to work with. And when I think that I'm working with small businesses, whether it's a one-man team, five-man, 10-man, whatever it may be, that video is allowing them to talk to the people that they want to work with. And that's really powerful. That's such an amazing tool. And, you know, I love the video side. I love doing the videos. But actually what I love is knowing that I'm helping connect people in that way.
It's really hugely valuable, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
So do you get people that will come to you that have absolutely no idea what they want out of a video? They know they want something, but then how do you work it for them then?
So even before that stage, the most common thing I get is, oh, Jade, I know I really should do video, but I don't want to because I'm not confident, or I don't want to because I don't know what to say. Or normally it's actually a mixture of those two things. Video is quite a foreign thing for people to do. It's not natural to stand in front of the camera, let alone when someone else is working the camera for you. What we kind of do and what I like to do with my clients is when they come to me, whether they know that they want to do just a simple promotional video or whether they want to do a series of videos, I actually send them a document that helps them write their script, helps them structure things in a way that will be appealing. You know, I give them tips on, you know, how long things should be. And then I give them tips on how to practice and, you know, like little tips, you know, like make sure you're wearing something that you're comfortable in and that something that makes you feel good. And that might sound really simple, but people think if they're doing something corporate that they have to wear something really stiff and be stiff. But actually, the whole point of video is to show you and show your personality. And that's something that I really try and get across, in that it's okay to show your personality, and that really relaxes people. And one thing that I'm quite proud of is that normally when people film with me, they come away and say, oh, JJ made that really easy. And that's really nice for me, because they come in scared and they leave fine.
Which is perfect, isn't it? And as you say, it's alien. I mean, you know, it's alien being in front of the camera to most people. You're kind of exposing yourself, aren't you, to all sorts of things you feel. But if you've made them feel so relaxed, even before they walk through the door, then that's brilliant, isn't it? So you must have seen some real transformations.
Massively.
Yeah,
it's lovely. I mean, a client I worked with recently was really, really worried about it. And she loves, we did two videos actually.
She loved it that much?
We agreed to do one. And then she said, oh, actually, Jay, she said, I think I'd like to do an overall one and then do one that specialises in, you know, something that she does. And I said, oh, okay. That's getting brave now. But yeah, she loves the finished product, and she's shown it to friends and family, and they've crushed all her fears that she thinks she looks or sounds silly, and she comes across really well, as do most people. So
who will come to you for a video then? What types of people do you have? What types of businesses?
So business-wise, I've got a real range of businesses. An example I like to give is that I work with a sports trader who creates really quite techie videos. And then I work with a female business owner who creates baby keepsakes and jewellery and things like that. So, and everything in between. There is a real mix. But I would say the type of person I work with is the business owner. Someone who's, you know, they've started it. They want to be part of their marketing. And that's the kind of person that I like to work with. The person who's, you know, running the business.
So you must love your work then.
Yeah, I love it.
Now, you've won an award recently, haven't you? We must get that in before the end of the programme. And you have won a Venus Award Networker of the Year.
Yes, I have.
Which is absolutely fantastic.
Congratulations.
The Thames Valley region. That's brilliant. Now, how did it feel?
So there's a few stages of the awards. So. Yeah. You get nominated, and I was nominated by two people, one of which was anonymous, so I still thank them, whoever they are.
Maybe they'll come clean now, you've won.
And so then you go to what's it called? They call it a semi-finalist announcement.
Yeah.
So that's everybody who's been nominated. You go to this event, which is lovely in itself, because you still feel part of something, even if you then don't get through. So then I obviously got through to the semi-finals, and then there was another event to announce the finalists, and then there was another event to announce the winner. And oh, it's so amazing. You know, we got our hair, one of the ladies in my network, she also was a finalist, so we got our hair done together, and we arrived together and wore a lovely dress, and it was lovely. And what was very nice is that they spread the awards out throughout the evening, so you get there and you look at the program.
Yes.
And it's three awards a course. And I was the first to be announced, which was just, oh, I was so pleased, because I couldn't eat my first course. Oh, I was just sat there nervous. And yeah, then they called my name out. And
oh, that's brilliant.
It was amazing.
So it must seem that all of the hard work that you do, and a lot of people in your situation, they work really hard. Mm. And to be recognised in the industry, it's a very special thing, isn't
it? Yeah, really,
yes,
really special.
That's really good. Brilliant. Well done.
Thank you,
well
Andy.
Done with that. And so, I mean, awards are one thing, but you also, I mean, this was for networking, wasn't
yes.
it? So you were doing that alongside your video business.
Yes.
And now you've got this fabulous new networking group, which has just grown like crazy, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And I know that you bring a lot of people together. Can you tell me how those networking events run? What's the sort of format?
So at the moment, it's fairly relaxed. So they're 2-hour networking sessions. So you turn up, you book first, and then you turn up, and we have half an hour of just networking and tea and coffee. And what's really nice is, so the lady that I mentioned earlier, who she actually won her award too, Rachel, she now helps me run the groups too, which is such a bonus, because that means one of us can be actually introducing new people to people that are more familiar in the group. So something that I'm really key is that nobody's left standing on their own. Nobody's feeling left out, because there's nothing worse than going to a networking group and, you know, there's groups of people having conversations and you can't quite get into the conversation. So
you're
really
right.
Make sure that happens.
There's
and
nothing
so,
worse.
No. So we have that half an hour networking, and then we go around the room. We kind of explain who we are, what we do, what we're looking for. I think saying what you're looking for is really important, because then even if you think, oh, that person's not quite right for me, what they're looking for might then trigger something so you can refer them. So that's really important. Then we have a delicious breakfast. We hear from a speaker who's usually giving us some really great advice, or they've got a really great story to share. So there's always something to take away from the speaker. And then we have a raffle, which businesses put in prizes from their business, which is really great because it can give exposure.
And you have a raffle every time, every time. Event. That's really good. That's a bit different, actually.
Yeah, that's what people say they quite like about it.
And are they monthly or weekly?
At the moment, they're monthly. From January, they'll be every other week.
Oh,
so we're going
to
be having a morning meeting and an evening meeting in Northamptonshire.
In Northamptonshire. And are they membership?
So it's going to be membership or non-membership, and the choice is yours. The membership will be the same price as if you were to pay for both in meetings, but it just means that things are automated for the networkee, and it also means that they get a list of other benefits as well. So it's kind of, you know, get it in your diary, prior plan, and get all of these other benefits too. So it's kind of encouraged that you're a member, but you don't have to be a member to attend. That's the way I want to go.
Yeah, I think that's good, actually, because people are really busy. They can't, some new businesses can't foresee how free they're going to be or
exactly.
in 4 months' time. So I think that makes it really flexible.
Yeah,
really flexible. Definitely. Have you got any top tips then? If anyone wants to get into networking, they've never been before, what would you say to somebody?
I would say to somebody, when you're about to book a group, just book one that feels right. You know, when you're looking at a group description, or if somebody's, you know, chatting to you about a group they run, you know, if it feels right for you, just book it and go with your gut. That's the first thing that I would say. Turn up. That sounds really silly, but you book it and then you think, oh no, I can't do this, and you don't turn up. Just turn up. Nothing bad's going to happen. My biggest piece of advice once you're in the room is just to listen. So, you know, join a conversation if you can. If you don't feel confident enough to do so, then don't be afraid to ask the event organiser to introduce you to someone. But then just listen to what other people have got to say, because I can guarantee that you'll take away a lot more from listening to other people than feeling like you have to fill a space with talking. Because the conversation will come naturally.
Yes. And actually, you're obviously a natural networker, and I'd really like you to share with our listeners your story about your grandfather, because you said about your grandfather used to take you to business events. Can you tell me about that when you were a little girl? I think that's incredible.
So my mum worked full-time because she was single parent, so I used to go out a lot with my granddad to work, and he was in the media industry, would you believe?
How funny.
And so I've always had a sort of taste for that, and you know, the big ones for me is that we used to go to the BT Tower all the time, which I think you may have to pay to go up there now. So we used to just go up there to the office that was at the top. And the really cool ones that I used to go to Wimbledon with him at least once a year. We used to just go and sit at the TV windows on Centre Court and watch the matches, and then bump into John McEnroe and Barker.
As you do. So you were networking even before you knew it.
Yeah. And you know what, I think I am quite good at talking to people, and I like talking to people. I like building relationships. But actually, all of those little life experiences have taught me how to talk to people and how to be in sort of in certain situations.
Yes, yeah.
And I think that's, you know, I wouldn't be here without that kind of those little bits.
And I think you do really well, because I have been to your networking events, and you know, there are a lot of people out there who are really scared about going to an event, and you don't make anyone feel like that. And I would highly recommend anybody going to your event. So how could somebody come along to your event? Where do they get in touch? How would they find you?
So as the Ribbons Network is fairly new, the website is being built as we speak. It's very exciting. I never thought I'd be the kind of person that would say they'd get excited about a website, but I am. So at the moment, you can find us on Facebook just by typing in The Ribbons Network, or we also have a free online community called The Ribbons Network Community. Both of which are obviously free to like and join. All the events are listed on our Facebook page, and you can email me to find out about more events at info@ribbons-network.com.
And you've given your website out, haven't you?
It's not ready yet.
It's not ready, you've said that. No. So what about your video?
Website. Again, you can find us on Facebook at Ribbons Media. The website is ribbons-media.com, and the email address is jade@ribbons-media.com.
Oh.
So type in Ribbons in Facebook and you'll find us somehow.
And I would suggest to any listeners out there, have a look at the website and have a look at some of the videos you've done. They are absolutely fantastic. And thank you so much, Jade. You've been a wonderful guest. And thank you very much for coming onto the show. We'd love to have you back on again in the future.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.